This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Tuesday it had pushed Russian forces from the flanks of Bakhmut, but conceded Moscow's forces were pushing deeper inside the embattled town. The announcement came as European leaders meeting in Iceland agreed to create a so-called register of damages to record the wartime harm and destruction wrought by Russia in Ukraine, French President Emmanuel Macron said. It would be an initial step towards prosecution of Russian leaders in the future. Officials in China say Beijing is exploring ways to bring the Ukraine war to an end. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese envoy is preparing to visit Ukraine and Russia in coming days as Beijing presses the peace plan it released in February. Li Hui, a former ambassador to Moscow, also will visit Poland, France and Germany, according to the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to play a role as mediator in the war, but it's given Moscow political support and a breakthrough appears unlikely more than 14 months after Russia's full-scale invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Seven children remained hospitalized with serious injuries after a truck hit the rear of a school bus on the outskirts of Melbourne in southeastern Australia. Police say the bus was carrying as many as 45 children when it struck at an intersection and overturned. A Royal Children's Hospital Melbourne official said one of the seven children was in intensive care Wednesday. The official says injuries include complete and partial arm amputations, suspected spinal injuries, and deep lacerations. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is scaling back an overseas trip amid an unresolved issue with Congress over setting debt limits. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports the president is still planning to attend this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan.
The White House says the president will return home Sunday after the G7 meeting concludes so he can hold further meetings with congressional leaders to avert an economically disastrous default by the U.S. government not paying its bills. Biden met Tuesday with top lawmakers. There was progress, according to the participants, but no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. That compelled the White House to cut from the travel agenda. An unprecedented presidential visit to Papua New Guinea to meet with Pacific Island leaders, as well as a stop in Australia, where Biden was to address a joint session of Parliament. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Namibia's Supreme Court voted on Tuesday that same-sex marriages in foreign jurisdictions must be recognized as any other couple within the country. Vitalia Angula reports from Windhoek.
Over the past few months, the Supreme Court of Namibia has been hearing similar cases that deal with the subject of homosexuality. While over 30 African countries have laws prohibiting same-sex relationships, Namibia, Botswana, and South Africa have taken a different stance. Many gay Namibian couples now get married in South Africa. And after Tuesday's ruling, activists are asking whether gay couples should have the right to get married in Namibia as well. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
The number of U.S.-bound migrants who crossed the dangerous jungle separating Panama and Colombia could rise to a record this year, according to a senior U.N. refugee official. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Kelly Clements is the United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees. Her agency has been tracking migrants headed north through the crossing known as the Darien Gap. Government data from Panama show the number of Darien crossings increased sixfold during the first 4 months of this year. The numbers have tapered recently, but Clements told Reuters this week the crises propelling the migration haven't let up.
There are still situations of violence, of persecution.
The forecast comes after Washington last week rolled out new regulations at the U.S.-Mexico border meant to deter illegal border crossings.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. France's Victor Wembanyama is now all but likely to begin his NBA career with the San Antonio Spurs after they won the NBA draft lottery with the number one overall pick on Tuesday night for the 7'3" French 19-year-old. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.